This is light to guide our feet, the 24/7 authentic Christian ministry of Trinity Baptist Church. I am Pastor Clarence William Page, and I greet you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I pray that things are well with you wherever you are. I pray that you are full of faith, and that faith is in Almighty God. I confess that my faith looks up to the Lord, as the song says, my faith looks up to thee. Oh, to that Lamb of Calvary, my faith looks up to him. And if your faith is looking up to him, you are indeed in the right frame of mind. Your attention is called to Isaiah chapter 40. Isaiah chapter 40. In Isaiah chapter 40, the reading begins at verse 1. Isaiah chapter 40, beginning reading at verse 1. Comfort ye, comfort ye, my people, saith your God. Speak ye comfortably to Jerusalem, and cry unto her that her warfare is accomplished, that her iniquity is pardoned. For she hath received of the Lord's hand double for all her sins. The voice of him that crieth in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be exalted, and every mountain and hill shall be made low, and the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough places plain, and the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together. For the mouth of the Lord hath spoken it. The voice said, cry. And he said, what shall I cry? All flesh is grass, and all the goodness thereof is as the flower of the field. The grass withereth, the flower fadeth, because the Spirit of the Lord bloweth upon it. Surely the people is grass. The grass withereth, the flower fadeth, but the word of our God shall stand forever. O Zion that bringeth good tidings, get thee up into the high mountain, O Jerusalem that bringeth good tidings. Lift up thy voice with strength. Lift it up. Be not afraid. Say unto the cities of Judah, behold your God. Behold, the Lord God will come with strong hand, and his arm shall rule for him. Behold, his reward is with him, and his work before him. He shall feed his flock like a shepherd. He shall gather the lambs with his arm, and carry them in his bosom, and shall gently lead those that are with young. Who hath measured the waters in the hollow of his hand, and meted out heaven with the span, and comprehended the dust of the earth in a measure, and weighed the mountains in scales, and the hills in a balance? Who hath directed the Spirit of the Lord, or being his counselor, hath taught him? With whom took he counsel, and who instructed him, and taught him in the path of judgment, and taught him knowledge, and showed to him the way of understanding? Behold, the nations are, reading once again now, Isaiah chapter 40, verse 15. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 15. Behold, the nations are as a drop of a bucket, and are counted as the small dust of the balance. Behold, he taketh up the isles as a very little thing. And Lebanon is not sufficient to burn, nor the beasts thereof sufficient for a burnt offering. All nations before him are as nothing, and they are counted to him less than nothing and vanity. To whom then will ye liken God? Or what likeness will ye compare unto him? The workman melteth a graven image, and the goldsmith spreadeth it over with gold, and casteth silver chains. He that is so impoverished that he hath no oblation chooseth a tree that will not rot. He seeketh unto him a cunning workman to prepare a graven image that shall not be moved. Have ye not known? Have ye not heard? Hath it not been told you from the beginning? Have ye not understood from the foundations of the earth? It is he that sitteth upon the circle of the earth, and the inhabitants thereof are as grasshoppers, that stretches out the heavens as a curtain, and spreadeth them out as a tent to dwell in. Reading once again, Isaiah chapter 40, verse 22. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 22. It is he that sitteth upon the circle of the earth, and the inhabitants thereof are as grasshoppers, that stretches out the heavens as a curtain, and spreadeth them out as a tent to dwell in, that bringeth the princes to nothing. He maketh the judges of the earth as vanity. Yea, they shall not be planted, yea, they shall not be sown, yea, their stock shall not take root in the earth. And he shall also blow upon them, and they shall wither, and the whirlwind shall take them away as stubble. To whom then will ye liken me, or shall I be equal, saith the Holy One? Lift up your eyes on high, and behold who hath created these things, that bringeth out their hosts by number. He calleth them all by names, by the greatness of his might. for that he is strong in power, not one faileth. Why sayest thou, O Jacob, and speaketh, O Israel, my way is hid from the Lord, and my judgment is passed over from my God? Hast thou not known, hast thou not heard, that the everlasting God, the Lord, the Creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary? There is no searching of his understanding. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increaseth strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. Isaiah chapter 40, verses 1 through 31. Let us pray. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Behold thy God. Behold thy God. That is our topic, our subject, our text for this time together, as we consider a few outtakes from Isaiah chapter 40. He starts out talking about comfort and mentions that his people have received double of the Lord's hands for all her sins. Talks about the voice of him that crieth in the wilderness. We identify him as being John the Baptist. This was, we believe, a prophecy of John the Baptist, as we see in Isaiah chapter 40, verse 3, the voice of him that crieth in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be exalted, and every mountain and hill shall be made low, and the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough places plain, and the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. Prepare, prepare ye the way of the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. There is no welcome of God in some places. No, there is no preparation for the coming of the Lord in some places. Thus, in those places, oftentimes the power of God, the wonderful blessings of God, are not revealed because someone's home refused to prepare the way of the Lord. Someone's heart refused to prepare the way of the Lord. Some one city refused to prepare the way of the Lord. Some one state refused to prepare the way of the Lord. Someone's nation refused to prepare the way of the Lord. Thus the glory of the Lord is not revealed in those unprepared places, because they would have none of him. They don't want him. As a matter of fact, they claim that there is no God. They don't understand. They don't understand who they are. Verse 6 says, the voice said, cry. And he said, what shall I cry? All flesh is grass, and all the goodness thereof is as the flower of the field. The grass withereth, the flower fadeth, because the Spirit of the Lord bloweth upon it. Surely the people is grass. The grass withereth, the flower fadeth, but the word of our God shall stand forever. O Zion that bringeth good tidings, get thee up into the high mountains. O Jerusalem that bringeth good tidings, lift up thy voice with strength. Lift it up, be not afraid, and say unto the cities of Judah, behold your God. What a wonderful, wonderful verse. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 9. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 9. Let's read it once again. O Zion that bringeth good tidings, get thee up into the high mountain. O Jerusalem that bringeth good tidings, lift up thy voice with strength. Lift it up. Be not afraid. Say unto the cities of Judah, behold your God. Friends, that makes me want to shout hallelujah. 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 Like the church talking to the church. God's people talking to God's people. Say unto the cities of Judah, behold your God. I say unto every church, as I proclaim and declare my generation, behold your God. Do you know who God is? Do you know whose name it is that you name? Do you know what great power he has? Do you know what he has done? Do you know his capability? Let me tell you a little about him. I'm just going to read it directly from his word, starting at Isaiah chapter 40, verse 10. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 10 and following. Behold, the Lord God will come with strong hand, and his arm shall rule for him. Behold, his reward is with him, and his work before him. He shall feed his flock like a shepherd. He shall gather the lambs with his arm and carry them in his bosom, and shall gently lead those that are with young. Who hath measured the waters in the hollow of his hand, and meted out heaven with the span, and comprehended the dust of the earth in a measure, and weighed the mountains in scales, and the hills in a balance? Who hath directed the Spirit of the Lord, or being his counselor, hath taught him? With whom took he counsel, and who instructed him and taught him in the path of judgment, and taught him knowledge, and showed to him the way of understanding? Behold, the nations are as a drop of a bucket, and or count it as the small dust of the balance. Behold, he taketh up the isles as a very little thing. And Lebanon is not sufficient to burn, nor the beasts thereof sufficient for a burnt offering. All nations before him are as nothing, and they are counted to him less than nothing and vanity. To whom then will ye liken God? Or what likeness will ye compare unto him? Behold your God, my friends, and particularly Christians, particularly the Christian church. Behold your God. Behold your God. Behold your God. Look at Isaiah chapter 40, verse 21. Verses 21 and following. Have ye not known? Have ye not heard? Hath it not been told you from the beginning? Have ye not understood from the foundation of the earth? It is he that sitteth upon the circle of the earth, and the inhabitants thereof are as grasshoppers, that stretches out the heavens as a curtain and spreadeth them out as a tent to dwell in, that bringeth the princes to nothing. He maketh the judges of the earth as vanity. Yea, they shall not be planted. Yea, they shall not be sown. Yea, their stock shall not take root in the earth. And he shall also blow upon them, and they shall wither, and the whirlwind shall take them away as a stubble. To whom then will ye liken me? Or shall I be equal, saith the Holy One? Lift up your eyes on high, and behold, who hath created these things, that bringeth out their host by number. He calleth them all by names, by the greatness of his might, for that he is strong in power. Not one fainteth or faileth, that is. Let's read that once again. Isaiah chapter 40. Verse 26, Isaiah chapter 40, verse 26. Lift up your eyes on high, and behold, who hath created these things, that bringeth out their host by number. He calleth them all by names, by the greatness of his might. For that he is strong in power, not one faileth. Why sayest thou, O Jacob, and speaketh, O Israel, my way is hid from the Lord, and my judgment is passed over from my God? Hast thou not known? Hast thou not heard? That the everlasting God, the Lord, the Creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary. There is no searching of his understanding. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increaseth strength. Even the youths shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm saying the hallelujah. The verse ended with the word faint. But it's time to say hallelujah, hallelujah. Come to Isaiah chapter 40 and read verses 1 through 31. And if in those verses you do not behold your God, you have a serious problem. You have a serious problem. If in Isaiah chapter 40, verses 1 through 31, after having read them and comprehended them, if you do not behold Almighty God, you have a serious problem. What do I do about the problem, Reverend? Bow on your knees, fall on your face, and say, Lord, have mercy on me. Lord, have mercy on me. Lord, have mercy on me. Lord, have mercy on me in Jesus' name. Lord, save me. Lord, save me. Lord, save me. Lord, open my eyes. Lord, open my eyes. Lord, open my eyes. Lord, open my heart. Lord, open my ears. Lord, open my heart. Lord, open my heart. Open my eyes. Open my ears. Open my understanding. Open my understanding. Illumine me. Illumine me. Give me light. Give me light. Replace the darkness that's in me with that light which comes from Almighty God, so that I may truly behold my God. Behold Almighty God. Behold Almighty God. For I need you. For I need you. For I need you. I will wait upon you because you promised. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. Hallelujah. 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 My friend, get your Bible right now, if you haven't already done so. Please, I beg of thee, get your Bible and turn to Isaiah chapter 40 and read and reread and reread Isaiah chapter 40 until you behold thy God. In Jesus' name, amen. Let us pray, Father. Hallelujah. Father, hallelujah. Father, hallelujah. Father, blessed be the name of the Lord. I praise your name. Help us, Lord. Help us, Lord. Help us, Lord, to wait upon the Lord and renew our strength. Help us to mount up with wings as eagles. Help us to run and not be weary. Help us to walk and not faint in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. And amen.